patronage now more than ever. That's why CFMU comes back again with the Friends of CFMU card. Use the card to get discounts at many local businesses of all kinds. For more information, check out the footer Friends of CFMU at cfmu.ca. Use your friend's card at Arcade, Amigos, Big B Comics, Downtown Bike Hounds, or Dr. Disc.
A friend's a friend who knows what being a friend is. Talking with a friend.
Thank you. everyone. This is 93.3 CFMU, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. I'm Sean Dupre, and I'm here with you every Sunday night from 10 until 11 o'clock to share a whole bunch of really awesome indie music from South Korea. For anyone new to the show, Sounds from the Korean Underground has aired right here on CFMU since 2015. Prior to that, I spent over 7 years living in Seoul, and while I was there, I became quite enamored with the local music scene, and it became a really, really big part of my life. Sounds from the Korean Underground was started as a way to stay connected to the Korean indie scene while shining a light on lots and lots and lots of the bands that make that scene great. And speaking of Korean bands, tonight we've got music from 9 different acts to dig into, including the group that got things going for us tonight, Donna Whale. Donna Whale formed in 2004 and released 2 albums, 2007's self-titled record and 2009's Dive to Blue, before going on an indefinite hiatus. Members from the group have since gone on to play in a bunch of really good acts, including Adoy, Mods Dive, Smacksoff, Trampoline, John Paza, and probably a few more that I'm forgetting. From Donna Whale, I played Breathless, and you can find that track on their Dive to Blue record. Esens is a highly acclaimed Korean rapper who's won a bunch of awards, including a few while he was in prison. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. See? Look at me teasing you. But first, we're going to check out some of his music. Here's Esens with The Anecdote, and you're listening to 93.3 CFMU Sounds from the Korean Underground.
'96년 아버지를 잃은 날 사랑 독차지한 막내 곁 떠나시던 날 믿기지 않고 꿈 같은 꿈이 길을 바랬고 그 다음날 엎드린 날 푹 꺼지던 땅 기억해 아파트 계단 앞 모여준 내 친구들 힘내란 말이 내 앞에 힘없이 떨어지고 고맙다고 하기도 이상한 나만 달라진 듯한 상황 받아들이기 복잡한 위로의 말 기도를 아마 그때 처음 했어 아빠가 다시 낚시터 데리고 가면 이제는 절대 지루하지 않을게 사무사업 번호 주차장에 세워진 거 다시 보여줘 우리 가족 적어진 웃음 저녁 식탁에 모여 앉은 시간에 조용해지는 집안 달그락거리는 설거지 소리 원래 그쯤에 내가 아버지 구두를 닦아드렸지 1,000원을 주셨지 구두는 엉망인데도 현관 앞엔 신발이 5에서 내 결례로 우리 민호 이제 집에 하나 있는 남자네 네가 엄마 지켜야지 빨리 커라 강하게 난 아들 아빠의 아들 그날이 아니었다면 내 삶은 지금하고 달랐을까 성격도 지금 나 같을까 난 아들 자랑스럽게 내 길을 걸어왔네 내 길을 걸어가네 내 길을 걸어가네 국민학교 4학년 내 도시락에 반찬을 같은 반 친구들하고 비교하네 얼마나 못돼 빠진 일인지도 전혀 모르고 다른 것 좀 사달라면서 엄마를 조르고 새 옷 사고 언니 옷 물려입던 작은 누나 장애인 큰 누나는 늘 종교에서 3등 안을 지켰지 자기가 엄마를 도와야 되니까 셋 중 제일 먼저 돈 벌 수 있는 게 자기일 테니까 누나들의 사춘기는 남들보다 몇 배 힘들었을 거야 난 그걸 알기 너무 어렸네 편모는 손들하던 선생님의 말에 실눈 뜨고 부끄러워 손도 못 드는데 편모인 우리 엄마는 손가락이 아파 식당에 일하시면서 밀가루 반죽하느라 아빠도 없는 주제라고 싸붙인 여자의 말에 아무 대답도 못하고 가만히 떠난데 난 아들 엄마의 아들 그날이 아니었다면 내 삶은 지금하고 달랐을까 성격도 지금 나 같을까 난 아들 자랑스럽게 내 길을 걸어 내 길을 걸어가네 내 길을 걸어가네 한 거리 굽고 차 말이 그대로 둔 아파트 책상엔 책이 가득해. 돈이 없어 서울대를 못 갔대. 퇴근 후에도 늦은 밤에 책상 앞에 계셔. 난 어른이면 당연히 저러는 건가 했고 몇 가지 없는 기억. 일요일이면 아버지 무릎 위에 날 올리시고 내 때를 밀어. 그 시간이 지루했었는데 냄새와 소리까지 기억하는 몇 안 되는 장면이네. 혼자 가는 목욕탕 익숙해지고 열다섯 이후로는 아버지 없다는 얘기도 먼저 꺼냈지. 애들이 아빠 뭐하냐 묻기 전에 묻고 나서 당황하는 표정들이 싫었기에 어쩌면 아버지의 굽어가는 허리를 안 보고 살 테니 그가 난 좋다 여기고 난 최고였던 아빠의 모습만 알고 있어. 소원이 있다면 아빠와 술 한잔하고 싶어. 지금 날 본다면 헤맸던 20대 나를 보셨다면 이제는 결혼한 누나들의 가족 사진을 본다면 아들과 딸들의 아들과 딸들을 본다면 난 아들 엄마와 아빠의 아들 그날이 아니었다면 내 삶은 지금하고 달랐을까 성격이 지금 나 같을까 난 아들 자랑스럽게 내 길을 걸어왔네 내 길을 걸어갔네
This is 93.3 CFMU, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. Highly acclaimed Korean rapper Isan's kicked off that last set with the title track from his fantastic 2015 album, The Antidote. That record actually came out while Isan's was in prison for marijuana use, making him the first Korean rapper to release a record from jail. And while he was incarcerated, Isan's actually won both Album of the Year and Best Rap and Hip Hop Album at the 2016 Korean Music Awards for The Antidote. After Isan's, we heard Sehyun with How to Live on Earth. That track was released as a single on October 20th. And we close out the set with Red Shift by Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. You can find that cut on 2019's Keep Drinking album. Drinking Boys and Girls Choir are playing in Toronto in just a few days. The punk trio will perform on Tuesday, November 5th at Velvet Underground. Tickets for the show are $29.67 with fees, and it's going to be a really fun concert. I caught Drinking Boys and Girls Choir when they played in Toronto back in March, and they were great. Oh Chill was supposed to open for Drinking Boys and Girls Choir on November 5th at Velvet Underground in Toronto, but sadly can't make it over anymore. Hopefully, they'll be able to get back to Canada at some point in the future. Regardless, we're going to give Oh Chill a spin right now. This is my favorite track from the duo. It's called Pray for the Dead, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU.
돌아갈래 너는 어디로 창백한 얼굴
This is Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU. We just heard Facade from shoegaze band Fog. That song is set to appear on Fog's Fog S2 record that's coming out on November 6th. Fog will actually be dropping two records on November 6th, Fog S2 and Fog S3. Fog is fronted by Youngwon Shin, who has released all kinds of awesome music under a bunch of different monikers, most notably Asian Glow. I'll definitely be sharing more music from Fog's new albums in the coming weeks. And prior to Fog, we heard Pray for the Dead by Ocho. That song was issued as a single back in 2016 and is hands down my favorite Ocho cut. Ocho were actually supposed to be playing in Toronto this week, but plans changed and the two-piece sadly won't be making the trip here. But hopefully we'll get to see them in Canada at some point in the future. Okay, the late, great Apollo 18 are up next. They actually did a handful of Ontario and Quebec live dates back in 2012, including a show right here in Hamilton at the St. Hollywood, a venue that's missed by many. This song's called Dead End, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is 93.3 CFMU and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. My name's Sean Dupre and I'm here on Sunday nights from 10 until 11 o'clock to play a whole bunch of really cool indie music from South Korea. I've had a whole bunch of fun hanging out tonight. Hopefully you're enjoying things too. Now let's talk a bit about what we just heard. Apollo 18 came first with Dead End. You can look for that one on the trio's 2011 Black EP, which was their final album before packing things in back in 2016. Members of Apollo 18 now play in PAK, Jeonpasa, CHS, and Vester. After Apollo 18, we heard the title track off of Avril Bryze's fantastic modern allergic love album, and that one came out in September. I've listened to that record a whole bunch over the past month, and it's really, really good. I definitely recommend it. Okay, my time's coming to an end, but I'm going to squeeze in one more song before calling it a night. Paranual is going to wrap things up for us this week with Fantasy from this summer's Sky 100 record. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next Sunday night at 10. Hope to see you then.
So 사라지. is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination.